From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Registered nurses at St. Joseph Hospital in Eureka will hold an informational picket outside the hospital Tuesday to protest unsafe staffing at the hospital and demand immediate reinstatement of vital health care staff. Last week, St. Joseph Hospital, Eureka, and Redwood Memorial terminated 20 acute care ancillary staff, including pharmacy techs, emergency room technicians, nurses' aides, constant care attendants, and lab assistants. While no RNs were laid off, the cuts impact staff that provide invaluable patient care, they say, and support to the nursing team. The pickets are happening between 2 and 4 p.m. at St. Joseph Hospital in front of the hospital sign at the corner of Harrison Avenue and St. Joseph Lane. Local faith leaders will lead a press conference on Wednesday, 12:30 to 1, on the front sidewalk of the county courthouse to counter Sheriff Billy Hansel's statements that the Measure K implementation will cost taxpayers between $171,000 and $312,000. The individuals planning the press conference say Measure K does not require the sheriff to do significantly more work than what he already has to under state law. Under Measure K, the Humboldt Probation Department would have the exact same reporting requirement, an estimated $1,250 to $2,500, a much lower amount than, they say, is Hansel's assessment. New study showing Humboldt Bay to be one of the key sites in the Western Hemisphere for dozens of species of shorebirds. A study conducted by HSU wildlife professor Mark Caldwell and local birders counted 500,000 shorebirds in the bay over 6 weeks in the spring, a far higher number than had previously been documented. His intention was to give the Western Hemisphere Shorebird Reserve Network solid data about bird populations on the bay, improving their assessment of its importance and giving lawmakers and conservation groups better information for creating policy and influencing decisions as well. The city manager of Arcata has written a letter to the mayor and city council updating information surrounding the David Josiah Lawson case. In it, Karen Deemer reveals a number of developments, including Sergeant Ortega, who's assisted with the case since the beginning, has reassigned so that his time is solely devoted to the case. Also, an investigative case analyst has completed a case review and an action plan for detectives to initiate. Two detectives, each with over 30 years in law enforcement, including extensive homicide investigation and critical case analysis experience, are on the case. Plus, Humboldt State University Police has assigned a sergeant to assist with the investigation part-time. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.